Oh my goodness, hello and welcome to the 100th episode of People Pleaser with Austin Archer. Can you even believe it? Can you even believe it? You probably think that I would do something because I am the way that I am. You think I would like write some kind of jingle or something? I thought about it. But the thing is I get paid to write jingles these days. I get paid good money, okay? You know, it takes effort. It takes me time. I'm out of town. I don't have my studio set up. I'm not at the studio in the one-bedroom apartment in North Hollywood physically right now where my keyboard is, where my nice fancy mic stand setup is, where my nice studio monitors are that help me mix my sound better. I would have to be doing that on the little keys, on my like keyboard, on my laptop. And that's hard, okay? And again, I get paid to do this stuff, and you motherfuckers aren't paying me. Unless you're on my Patreon, in which case you are paying me. But not, I mean, and I am appreciative of that. But I get paid a good amount of money, a decent amount to write original songs. And it's more than what you subscribe for on Patreon. It's more than what you pay in a year on Patreon, okay? A lot more. It's more than what you would pay in like 5 years on Patreon. Speaking of which, if you're out there and you've been listening to this show for a really long time, and if you've been consuming my content, if you like what I'm doing, you can support me on Patreon. I know that you know that by now. But hey, we might have new people. Maybe last week when Emily Walton was on the show, one of her friends listened to it and they were like, you know what? Damn. I like this podcast, and maybe they're here now. And maybe because of that, they checked out some of my content, and they were like, I actually like this guy. I need to let them know. So everyone that just groaned and went, we know, Austin, you've already told us about your Patreon, and we've already said, no, thank you. Please do the podcast and cut this part out. I have to talk to Emily's potential friends who might be newbies, who might be going, oh my God, this podcast has 100 episodes? Congratulations, Austin. Congratulations on that. And how can I support you? And I have to let them know, patreon.com/AustinArcher. It's linked in all of my bios on all of my social medias. You can go there and sign up for $4 or $7 or $10 a month. Barely even notice it. You'll barely even notice it. And you can support all of the things that I do. For those of you who are doing it, boy, do I sure love you. Can you believe it? We made it. You helped me directly get to 100 episodes. I genuinely believe that. I genuinely believe without your help this year, I would not have made it to 100 episodes. And I might not have made it through the year of my... This is my first full year of being full-time doing this stuff. So thank you for that. Thank you for supporting me all year long, whether you've been buying my music, whether you've been subscribing to my Patreon, whether you've just been showing up and listening to this show. If you've shared a video of mine, if you've told a friend about this, or if you're just here, if you're just here every week downloading the show, thank you. It means a lot to me. You are a very, 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 very integral and important and big part of why we're at 100 episodes. And for you... And for everyone out there that's listening, I will do a quick little jingle. I'm not going to fully produce it, but this is what it would have sounded like if I had done it. It would have gone, dun, 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 dun. It's the 100th episode spectacular show. Do, 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 do. From the Blanket Fort Recording Studio in North Hollywood. Doo, doo, doo. So we say North Hollywood instead of, is it, it makes like for a cool rhyme. In North Hollywood. Doo, 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 doo. If you've been here from the start, then you are the best. And if you just got here last week, you're also the best. You're all the best for and listening to the show. The 100th People Pleaser episode show. Here it is. Thank you so much for being here. Love you so much. Mix and master by Chris Bjorn at Marmalade Music. Go to themarmalademusic.com and Chris will give you 20% off your first project. If you want to work with Chris on an audio project, like an album or an audio book that you want to record, or like a demo tape because you want to get into voiceover work, Chris could do that for you. Or if you want to start your own podcast or just do a single, themarmalademusic.com. Chris Bjorn is the best. So that's the jingle. That's the jingle. Welcome, guys, to the 100th episode. This is nuts. This is wild. Patreon's not the only place you can support. I love it if you're over on Patreon. I'm on Cameo now. It's the holidays. You want to get someone a weird, fun gift for Christmas that they wouldn't be expecting? Get them a Cameo from me. Even funnier if they have no idea who I am. Especially if they have no idea who I am. Get your dad or your sister, your brother, your significant other, your dog, someone who's never heard of me, get them a Cameo from me and have it be like really gushy. Like tell me everything about them and be like, this is my brother, John. You're his favorite person in the whole world. So I'm like, John, oh my God, thank you so much for being such a huge fan. And he's just watching it going, who is this Gardner Minshew looking motherfucker? And why did you get this person to record a greeting to me for Christmas? I've never seen this dude in my life. Do it. That's a fun gift. If you know what? That'd be funny for a white elephant. I don't know how you would pull it off, but you could like, you'll have the video because I'll make you the video and send it to your phone and you can just download the video to your phone. And then whoever gets your white elephant gift, it's just a video of me like saying hi to them. That's funny. That's a funny, easy gift to bring to a party. So I'm on Cameo. You can do that. You can always buy my music, austinarchermusic.bandcamp.com. You can go listen to my music. Everyone's doing their Spotify Wrapped right now. Here's what I listened to on Spotify this year, you know? I'm seeing a lot of my friends who are musical artists who have like a fraction of my following on social media, and their Spotify numbers are redonky-donk. They're through the roof. And I'm happy for them. I'm not mad. I'm not jealous. I'm happy for them. They got millions of streams. Hundreds of hours, thousands of hours logged of people worldwide listening to their music this year. I go and look at my Spotify Wrapped as an artist, and it's really, I mean, like, it's, now listen, here's the numbers that I liked, and I posted these numbers on my Instagram story. I was up, as in increased, I had an increase of 999% on pretty much every category of, like, new listeners, plays, playlists, up 999% in like all major categories. So that was pretty cool. So thank, and several of you out there posted that one of my songs was either in your top five most played songs of the year or was your top five most played songs of the year. I saw a few of you out there post that, that this podcast, People Pleaser, made your list of what podcasts you listen to the most on your Spotify Wrapped. Really appreciated that. If you're out there and that, if you're listening to the show and that fits for you, if you went and looked at your Spotify Wrapped and I'm one of your top ones, will you please let me know? Will you share it and tag me on Instagram? I'd like to show off a little bit more. I felt like all my friends who are artists on Spotify who have podcasts or albums and stuff were like really flexing how well they did. And I wanted to just like have some more stuff to flex. It also helps, I think, boost the listenership of the show. You know, that's another way that you can support. But some of you did, and some of you reached out, and I was so thankful for that. That was so sweet. So thank you for that. Another fun way that you can help boost the signal of this show is you can go over to Apple Podcasts and give this show a 5-star review and write a little review for it. And I will read that review in a segment that we call Review the Review, Review the Review. Still haven't made that stinger. You're wondering, every episode that I do this, I know that you're out there going, is this the day? Is this the day that Austin has a fully produced actual stinger for Review the Review? Today's not the day. Seems like it would have been the day on the 100th episode spectacular, but no. Maybe I'm gonna pull a fast one on you. Maybe it's going to be on like the 102nd or 107th. Maybe it won't happen till the 200th. You don't know. And that's why you have to keep listening week after week, because you need to find out. Review the Review. This is how it works. You go to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review. That helps me. It helps the show kind of do whatever it needs to do in the Apple Podcast algorithm. And then you write a review. And you can write whatever you want. And I will read that review on the podcast and review you back. So we've got some new ones here. This is from Illustrious. The title says, Austin is a gem, with an ellipses after it, which I kind of like that. It's like, Austin is a gem. It almost feels like there's a butt coming, but we'll see. We'll find out as we read on. This is the body of the review. Found out about this podcast through TikTok. Now I can have Austin in my ears when my eyes are busy. And that's it. Fantastic. Really good. Really good review. Simple. And that's what you do. That's when you listen to a podcast, right? Is like when your hands or eyes are busy. I listen when I'm driving, working out, doing dishes, doing a task. If you're sitting, if you're a kind of person who literally just sits down and puts on a podcast and you just sit and stare at a wall and focus on listening to the podcast, I think you might be a sociopath. I don't know. Or a psychopath. I'm not sure, but I feel like that could be one of the tests that they do. You know, the psychopath test or like the sociopath test. I think if they were like, how do you listen to a podcast? And you said, I put on headphones and I stare at the wall and I do nothing but give my focus to the podcast. I would be like, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. You know, it's not a book. It's on audio format for a reason. Like you're supposed to be multitasking while listening to a podcast. So this person nailed that. I think I think I've read all of these. I'm reading through them right now. I know I've missed a few. I know I've missed a few as they've rolled in and stuff, but I'm looking through these and and there's a few where I'm like, I'm not sure if I read this or not. Here, we'll read one. I don't think I've read this one. This is from Zach4747. 5-star review. It's gotta be. You gotta do a 5-star review if I'm gonna read it. The title of the review says, in parentheses, possibly local funny man does. Okay. And then with another ellipses, the body says, Austin is a delight and deserves to be in every home in America. Now he is through the power of podcasts. Cast your pod and catch Austin every week. Kissy face with an okay symbol. I'm going to assume you mean the okay symbol as in like chef's kiss, because that's what I think what it's doing. It's like a kissy face with that. So I think it's chef's kiss. And I'm going to assume you're not doing the white power okay symbol. I don't believe you are, Zach 4747. Context matters. I talked about this before when I talked on TikTok about the white power symbol, the okay white power symbol that Proud Boys do and stuff. Context matters. If you're scuba diving and you're doing the okay symbol, you're saying that you're okay. If you're doing a little chef's kiss here and an okay emoticon, you're saying this is very good. I like this. And based on the context of what you wrote in your review, that's what I'm assuming. What I'm concerned about, Zach 4747, is this title. The in parentheses, possibly local funny man does. And then you don't follow it up with like what I'm doing. And you also, that in parentheses, possibly kind of cuts me deep. If I'm being completely honest, on my 100th anniversary spectacular, kind of cuts me to the core. Kind of gets right inside my heart and breaks it. Write down that you're kind of coming for me right before you drop a nice compliment. You say I deserve to be in every home, but you also say that I'm only possibly funny. Kind of cut me right down to the core. And I think you need to subscribe to my Patreon to make it up to me is all I'm saying. I really appreciate the review, but I think if you subscribe to my Patreon and bought a cameo for a loved one for the holidays, it would really make it up for me, make it up to me. Okay. That's review the review. That's all the podcast business talk. We got to do a bunch of podcast business talk at the top of the 100th episode spectacular, because when else am I going to do that? I want to talk a little bit about just doing this podcast over the last 2 years. It's been 2 years. And then I'm going to jump on TikTok and do something we haven't done in a minute, which is a segment called the TikTok, the TikTalk. And we're going to just like sort of see how everyone's doing out there and field questions from the people out in the internet world who are aware that this podcast exists and the many, many, many who aren't aware that it exists. That's one thing. After 100 episodes, I think 2 years ago, if you had travel back in time and said, so your show is about to have its 100th episode, guess how many subscribers you have on Apple Podcasts and guess how many weekly downloads you have. I think my hopeful estimate, trying to be humble and trying to shoot for something that is realistic and obtainable, I think I would have said somewhere between like 2,500 and 6,000 weekly downloads after 2 years and 100 episodes, you know? And that's me trying to like keep it reasonable, that like that just thinking that over time, if I'm coming back to it, that that's what I've got. We're not at those numbers, you know? We're not. And here's the thing. When I started this show, I had nothing on social media. For a lot of people, for a lot of internet content creators, it goes the opposite way. It's like they gain an audience by being a YouTuber or by being funny on Vine or, you know, having a good presence on Instagram or being a TikToker. And they've got an online audience. They got people watching. And then they start building other forms of long-form content like a podcast, a YouTube page for their podcast and stuff like that. I started this podcast when I literally was only followed by my friends and family. I made an Instagram page for this podcast that I don't use anymore. It exists. You can go find it. It's at People Pleaser Podcast. I just abandoned it because I had too many Instagrams going. I had an Instagram handle for my music. It was called Austin Archer The Band. And then I had a comedy Instagram for my skits, for like all of my skits that I now do on TikTok and stuff, called Me and Me Comedy. And then I had my personal Instagram that was just Austin Archer, just the guy, where I'm posting photos of my life and me and my friends out doing stuff. And then I had People Pleaser Podcast. And it was just too many accounts. I'm always trying to get, like, people are like, oh, I don't know about this thing. And I'm like, oh, it's because it's on this other, you got to go follow this account. Oh, you haven't seen my skits? Oh, you got to follow my, you didn't know that I make music? And I was all spread out. I had 134 followers. I had 34 followers. Sorry. 34 followers on TikTok. All just people from my contacts. Just people that I just had added when I added the app. I'd posted like 4 videos to TikTok and I started this podcast. And I was doing this podcast for probably 6, 7, 8 months before I ever had a hit on TikTok. And the podcast largely was being downloaded by friends and family. And most of my guests were just close friends and family at the beginning. It was all just people that I knew well. It's still a lot of people that I know, but I'm getting a lot more guests now from just the internet world, where I just meet people who are doing the same thing that I'm doing, but they're maybe like, they specialize in something else. You know, a therapist that specializes in trauma, you know, who I just met via Instagram, or a food scientist who I met via Instagram, or a doctor in New York who's working on COVID who I met through TikTok, you know, a singer-songwriter who lives in Canada who I met via the internet. I'm getting to branch out because of the audience that I've been fortunate enough to gain on the internet. But yeah, early on, it was a family and friends affair. And if you didn't know me personally, then there was a very low chance that you were going to know that this podcast existed. Funny enough, in that time, you know, I'm sitting right now at 835,000 followers on TikTok, 30,000 followers on Instagram. I mean, this podcast had like 400 followers on Instagram. Now I've got 30,000. And I consolidated all of my accounts down to one account. It's all just Your Pal Austin now. It's Your Pal Austin on Twitter. Got almost 12,000 followers on Twitter, 10,000 on YouTube. You know, you'd think with all of that, that a reasonable number for this podcast would be like, you know, like I said, 2,500 to 6,000. That seems doable. If there's in the neighborhood of 900,000 people in my online audience consuming my content that I put on the internet, you'd think that's the numbers we'd be at. And we're not there, but I keep doing this show because I fucking love it. This is like, you know, when you hear musicians and artists and you hear filmmakers talk about this a lot, where they'll be like, I do one for them, one for me. And what it means, like, they'll, you know, like filmmakers like Richard Linklater for a long time, he would do studio films. He would get hired to make studio films because he was a well-respected and well-known director. And he would do that sort of for the paycheck and for the kind of the credibility with the people who get films funded in the film industry. He'd kind of, you know, get on their good side by doing a movie that they wanted him to do. And then he would go and self-fund, you know, with him and maybe a few small indie producers that like his work, one of his movies that way fewer people would see. Richard Linklater, I don't know if you knew this, directed the movie School of Rock. Big hit movie, great movie, fantastic, but it's a studio film with a star who was at the top of his game when the movie came out, and it's great. I watched it recently. It's still great. But then Richard Linklater will do stuff like, you know, like the Before trilogy with Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy, and it's much smaller and you know, way fewer people are aware that it even exists. But that's the stuff that's the stuff that Richard Linklater really wants to do as a filmmaker, as an artist, you know. And that's sort of how I feel about this podcast. I know I can get really silly and loosey goosey on this show from time to time. I've definitely been silly and loosey goosey on this episode. So thanks for rocking with me. But this is like, since I'm such a verbose and long-winded dude, since I'm just constantly trying to work through how I feel about current issues or different things, and I love learning from people who are smarter than me, I love doing this show. My favorite episodes of this show are episodes where I'm talking to a guest who knows way more about the subject matter than I do, and they're just like taking me to school. And I'm just invested because they're just teaching me something new. I get excited because as the content creator, I'm hoping that the audience will have the same experience I'm having. And also I like it because as just the person, I just like learning new things. And I get excited about having a conversation with people that I didn't think I would get to have a conversation with, you know? People who come in and are easy to talk to, who speak eloquently and clearly about the thing that they are passionate about or the thing that they do. I like the episodes too, where I'm like very involved in the conversation. Last week's episode about Sondheim was me and Emily equally geeking out about our Sondheim knowledge, except for when I thought that Sendin' the Clowns was from Pacific Overtures. That was a massive blunder on my part that I won't ever forgive myself for, frankly. or like when I'm talking to the comedian of cinema about the Fast movies, you know, we're just going at it. I like those episodes too. I like the minisodes. I like episodes like this where I'm just running my mouth. But I love the episodes where I'm talking to someone who is an expert in something that I know nothing about. And they're just teaching me stuff. You know, it's been a gift. It's been a real gift. And even though I'm like, I can say like, oh, I'm disappointed that the show's not doing better 2 years in, 100 episodes in, I'm not mad that I've kept it going at all. And I keep it going for like those of you who do come every week and who count on this show to come out. And there's not a small amount of you. There's enough of you that I definitely am like, hey, if I was doing if I gave a weekly lecture to the number of people that download my podcast, that would be a worthwhile thing for me to show up and do. If I was doing like a weekly like sit down in front of an audience the size of the people who listen to my podcast every week, it would be worth it. And people saw that, like that many people in a room every week coming to show up to listen. It wouldn't feel so small, but in the internet where everything is measured in tens of thousands, where everything is like, it's not big until there's at least 50,000, you know, everything can get relatively small really quickly, you know? I mean, God, I remember there was a time on TikTok where I was just trying to get 100,000 followers. And I just kept thinking, if I can get 100,000 followers, that's crazy. When I got 10,000 followers on TikTok, it was the craziest thing that had ever happened to me. I've been trying to find an audience for my work, for my voice, for the kind of stuff that I want to do in the world my entire adult life. And all of a sudden, I had 10,000 people when the most I'd ever had on anything was like 1,200. 10,000 was crazy. I saw a road. I was like, well, this, and I remember thinking at the time, this is going to help everything. This is going to help my music. This is going to help my podcast. This is the road. And it has, it definitely has. I definitely think that part of the reason why the podcast has the amount that it has is because of my social media platform. But it is interesting, just the relativity of size that like, I was at 10 and I got stuck at 10 for like 6 months. And then the ride up to 100 from 10 to 100, it went pretty quick. There was like a couple big videos, like Turtleneck and Blazer, and a few of those early ones, You're Not Getting Bullied. And that ride from 10 to 100 went pretty quick at that point. But I remember thinking, like, well, geez, if I hit 100, I mean, I'm happy. I'm a happy camper. And I've been sitting north of 700,000 now for a few months, and I'm getting like really impatient about a million. I'm getting really impatient. Like, okay, all right, come on. Let's just get a hit and let's get up to a million. Let's go. As though once I hit a million, I'm gonna be like, good, great, okay, I'm taken care of now. No more problems. I got a million followers, as though that's the magic number that I need, And I know that once I hit a million, I'm just gonna be going, geez, two would be real. Two would feel really secure. Two would really feel like I can really build off of that. I'd be telling myself some bullshit story about why it's not good enough. And the reality is it's just so much more than good enough. It's so insanely much more than good enough. The only thing that makes it not feel good enough is comparing myself to other people. The only thing that makes it feel like I'm not doing enough is if I can find someone else who seems to be trying to do the same thing that I'm doing, who seems to be able to show data and analytics that say that they're better at it than I am. And that's all, it's just such a bunch of bullshit, Because the only person I'm actually competing with, if I even want to use that word, is myself. I'm the only one who's living life through this body and in this experience. This comparison thing, it's just, it kills me. I kind of got off, but I got off the beaten path of talking about the podcast. But I think that's sort of just what I'm talking about is like what that's sort of what this show is. This show, People Pleaser. I'm a big people pleaser. It's a problem that I have. It's a problem that I've been working on the whole time that I've been sober. I still haven't done an episode about people pleasing. I have this guest lined up who her whole thing is that she like writes books about people pleasing and stuff, and she has a podcast about people pleasing. So she's gonna come on the show at some point and we're gonna talk about it. But a little teaser about it is the reason I called the show People Pleaser is because it's one of my character defects that I'm working on. My sponsor said something to me about people pleasing early on in my sobriety that has stuck with me ever since. It's something I'd never thought of before. He said, another word for people pleasing is lying. Essentially, what he means by that is you're telling people what they want to hear. You're stretching yourself thin or accepting offers. People say, hey, can you do this? And you're saying, yeah, I can do that. I can, they're asking if you can show up for something, and you're saying you can when you know you can't. You're writing checks that you can't clear. But you're doing it because you don't want to let people down. You're doing it because you can't stand to just tell someone, I'm sorry, I can't do that for you right now. In all aspects, in work aspects, in relationships, and I'm still working on that, on how to just learn to communicate clearly and directly. I wrote a song about it. You might have heard it on my album, Beautiful Things, called People Pleaser. That album was gonna be called People Pleaser, and then I decided People Pleaser was a better title for the podcast, and so I was like, okay, I have to come up with a different album for the or name for the album, and we named it Beautiful Things, which I think is a better name for the album. But the song People Pleaser has a line that says, I can't think of my own lyrics. I should have them pulled up, but the gist is there's a lyric that says, you're trying to like stray from direct communication. It says, you're walking like a tightrope walker, walking on a wire above direct communication. Like you'd rather dance around direct communication or something like that. Jeez, I should know this, but I don't. Anyway, that's why I called the show what I called it. The idea of the show is, and that's a very long way. Remember, I'm a very long-winded person. A very long way of saying that the idea of this show is me working through my shortcomings, my character defects, working through my ideas on things, and learning new stuff and trying to better myself. That was sort of the ideas that you're like on this journey with me of trying to become more enlightened, more well-rounded, more educated, and wrestling with difficult concepts. And sometimes just having a silly goose time. So, if you've been here from the start, thank you. If you got here recently, thank you. And if you're, you know, I appreciate it so much. And thanks for being along for this ride. Let's go over to the TikTok and talk to some of these people on the internet, shall we? In 3, 2. All right, we're live on TikTok. It's 10:23 p.m. where I am. 10:23 at night. I'm in my parents' basement right now in Sandy, Utah. I'm living in their basement. I don't have like my desk space, any of my normal stuff. I'm holding my microphone in my hand. I'm in the basement. I'm live on TikTok. Everybody's here. Jeremy J26 is here. Todd Beats is here. Official Scotty Westside. Do you guys know Scotty Westside, the official? He's here. He's here. Night Strike 776 is here. Did you even think that you'd ever be here when Night Strike 776 is here? And we're doing the 100th episode party. We're doing the TikTok, the TikTok. Wax Snack is here, and he just shit his pants. Said in the comments, "I just shit my pants." Go change your pants, Wax Snack. You had a Wax Snack, and you shit your pants. And that you we don't we can't have that at the 100th episode celebration. We're gaining followers like or people who are watching on the. On the live stream like crazy right now. We're doing the TikTok, the TikTok. We're going to be fielding questions from you, the people in my online internet audience. Someone just asked, "You have a podcast?" I feel like that's 90% of the questions whenever I do podcast related stuff in the live is people just going, "You have a podcast?" I talked about this earlier in the podcast. So people who are listening to the podcast right now are like, "Yeah, we already talked about this," but nobody knows that I have a podcast. I got 835,000 followers on TikTok, and like five of them are aware that I have a podcast. My podcast is called People Pleaser with Austin Archer. The people who are listening to it right now are like, "We already know this. This isn't great content for us." But I have to tell the people in the TikTok, everybody, so they know what we're talking about. But yeah, let's do some questions. I want to know what you guys want to know about. What do you want to know about? This is the TikTok. TikTok. We're on TikTok and we're talking to each other for the podcast. Someone just said, "Say podcast again." Do you just mean say the word podcast? Because I've said the word podcast about 50 times in the last 2 minutes. I'll say it all I want. I don't give a shit. I'll say it however many times I want because this is my podcast that I'm the podcast host of podcast. On a podcast platform, podcast, you download the podcast. I talk, you know, I'll say it however many times I want. It's the 100th episode spectacular. I'll say it 100 times. Oh, I probably already have. Anyway, the podcast is called People Pleaser with Austin Archer. It's on most places you can find a podcast. Let's see what people are asking. Someone says, someone asked, "Why are you in your parents' basement?" Because my parents live in Utah and I live in Los Angeles, and we were home visiting for the holidays. We were here for Thanksgiving, and we were going to do just a couple weeks because my partner's sister is a doctor, and she couldn't get Christmas off to come back to Utah. We wanted to be around the family, everybody in Utah. She could only come in at the beginning of December, so we just decided to do Thanksgiving and Christmas all in one fell swoop. But yeah, it's hard. My stuff that I make my content with, my like studio is in California, but when I travel, I bring a lot of things with me. So like I've got like, you can see I got my ring light there. I've got like my tripod. I've got my computer and all my stuff. You know, I have my recording equipment with me, but I don't have like my nice mic stand and just all the accoutrement that I like to have that like makes me feel comfortable. I'm like spread out. You can see it behind me here. I've just got clothes on the bed and stuff because I'm just living out of bags right now. F. Lion DeWall asks, "How did you decide on a turtleneck and blazer would be your ticket to fame?" You sort of lost the syntax of the sentence in the middle there, F. Lion DeWall, but it's okay. I think you meant to say, like, how did you decide that a turtleneck and blazer would be your ticket to fame? I didn't. I didn't at all. I had about 10,000 followers or thereabouts when Turtleneck and Blazer came out. Well, no, what? So what happened is I made a video responding to this guy where I said, like, "I think that it's time you delete your account." The song was like, "I think that it's time to delete your account. You've had your fun, now it's time to go. That was one of the worst things I think I have ever seen on any kind of internet platform. Oh, I think..." And it was the first, like, musical clapback that I did on TikTok, and it did really well. I was stuck at 10,000 followers. That video, I think, vaulted me to like 20 or 25,000 followers. And I was like, okay, this music thing, doing like funny music videos could be a thing. So I started making those. And Turtleneck and Blazer was like the fourth one that I made. And it was a big deal. It's a big deal. The thing that made it a really big deal is when Kevin Chamberlain and his two friends jumped on it. And they made their version of it. And then it really took off. And, you know, the rest is history. I just kept making those videos and all that stuff. But I don't know what I'm doing. I never know what I'm doing. Muppet Hair Don't Care, who's a day one, who's been here the whole time, who's been here all the way back from the get-go, from the jump, said, you're not getting bullied, and what I would wear if. Yeah. So You're Not Being Bullied was one of the first songs. You're not being getting bullied. You're picking a fight, then losing that fight. You are not the victim. That one. And What I Would Wear If. What I Would Wear If is, so that's why Muppet Hair Don't Care is an OG who's been here forever. What I Would Wear If is, I don't know if people remember, there was a trend on TikTok where people would be like, what I would wear if I was a cast member in Stranger Things. And it was just a reason for cute people, who's like, most of their content is them being cute in like cute outfits. I do that too. I like looking cute in cute outfits, but I also sometimes just am wearing like a t-shirt and sweats with, and it looks like I just got out of bed. And it's kind of a mixture of that on my page. But it was a trend where like cute people with cute clothes would go through their closet and put together cute outfits, and they'd be like, what I would wear if I was in the movie Clueless from the 90s. What I would wear if I was on Stranger Things. What I would wear if I was a contestant on Love Island. That kind of thing. I did this whole series that really is underrated and really deserves more views and more love, where it was like what I would wear if, and I was, it was like I was a dad on vacation with my family in Orlando. But then the story kept progressing. It was like, you know, my son threw up and it made us late for our fast pass to the Jungle Cruise. And then there was another edition of it where we came home and my marriage was falling apart. And eventually my wife Sharon and I got divorced and we had two sons named Braxler and Tent. Everyone loved the name Tent for my son. And we were navigating the fact that like Braxler and Tent liked my wife's new boyfriend, Tom, more than me, because Tom was more successful than me and cooler than me. In one of the videos, Tom shows up and beats me up because I show up drunk to my kid's soccer game. But it was all under the label of what I would wear if. So it's like what I would wear if I was at my kid's soccer game and my wife's new boyfriend, Tom, beat me up because I was, and I'm like aggressive because I'm drinking vodka Gatorade at my son Braxler's soccer game. Someone, Darby Cat, Darby Act just asked, does a song of yours still make you laugh? I'm gonna tell you honestly, none of my songs make me laugh. The songs are fun to put together and I like them. They're fun for me to put together as a musician. I like putting together like the beats and the production and everything, but like, I don't get like a chortle out of them. I'm glad other people do. But I kind of take the songs and the music videos very seriously. The things that make me laugh are like the stupid skits. I laugh while I'm making them and I still laugh when I look back at them. I posted one today, a repost of it's like famous marketing meetings, and it was when they came up with the slogan "Roll that beautiful bean footage" for Bush's baked beans, and that one makes me laugh. The character that I play that's like the guy who's coming up with the slogans and he's trying to find it, but he's so weird about it. He's like, it's a guy and he likes to look at beans. So he says, I want to see the beans. And like when I'm recording those, I laugh like being that guy who's so earnest and so sincere. And then the other guy's like, no, that's weird. You made it weird. It feels weird in here. Why'd you say that? And then he's like, okay, how about if he just trying to look at just a picture of the beans? And he just says like, can I just look at the beans? And then the other guy's like, no, that's so weird. And then he goes, what if he just wants to look at a movie of the beans? And he says, roll that beautiful bean footage. And that's where they, you know. So I like doing those, and they're usually the videos that still make me laugh when I go back and look at them are the ones that have like very low views. So again, going back to the thing of, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing, because most people like the videos that I'm like, yeah, I think that's fine. And the songs, I get it. It's like, there's a lot of production value in the songs and music videos. And, but I go back and watch them, I'm like, yeah, it's fun. It's fine. But my favorite videos of mine are videos that most people don't like. I thought that recent one where I was pitching Hallmark Christmas movies was so funny, and it didn't do very well. But I love it. I love being that character who's like cowboy Christmas camp, and it is Christmas. I just like doing this voice, this character that's like, it's a cowboy who meets a Christmas business lady, and Christmas business lady, she got closed down at his cowboy camp, and he teach her how to be a cowboy just in time so that they can do Christmas. I like doing that character. It makes me laugh. And I don't know if other people like that character as much as I do, but I feel like it's a character that I can be like, I don't see a lot of people do that character, and I like doing that character. So I don't even know what that character is. I don't know who he is, but he's like very sweet and very sincere and also like kind of simple. And like, but like really means well. Favorite flavor of Hot Pocket asks Gare Bear's Sweetness. Sweetness. I haven't eaten a Hot Pocket in probably 25 years. Not that long. Probably 20 years though. Probably 20 years. And the only kind I ever used to eat was like the cheese and ham. And thinking about it now, it sounds really gross to me. I think I had like a pizza Hot Pocket a couple times, like a pepperoni pizza Hot Pocket that I liked. So yeah. Someone just asked, dude, I keep trying to buy a Cameo and it won't send my purchase. What the hell is that about? That, I don't know what the deal is, because I'm getting Cameo requests, so I'm so sorry. I don't know if you need to use a different card or what. I'm on Cameo, everybody, if you want to order a Cameo. I've already talked about it a few times on this podcast, but I might as well throw it out to the TikTok folks if you want to get someone a Cameo thing. Someone just said in the comments, he means well. I think referencing that character that I like, and he does. He means well. Someone also just said, Gare Bear said, don't you dare slander the ham and cheese. I mean, I'm not. I just, in my brain, I'm like, I don't think I want that right now. Alice C893 says, hi from Australia. Hello. What time is it in Australia right now? It's 10:30 at night where I am, mountain time, United States. What time is it in Australia? Is it morning? Afternoon? Which one? Azriel Kina just asked, sorry if I mispronounced your name, just asked, do you ever do community theater? I sure did. I sure grew up doing community theater. I did a lot of community theater. I haven't done community theater in a while, because I've been equity for a while. I'm part of the Actors Equity Union. And I prefer to get compensated if I'm going to do theater now. It's a big investment, theater is. And I direct sometimes at community theaters, and I, you know, if I can get a decent fee as a director, I'll go direct a show. I like directing and choreographing from time to time. So yeah. And yeah, like anyone who does community theater, you know, like you should have a sense of humor about yourself and how silly it can be. And you should, one of your favorite movies should be Waiting for Guffman. Because it's just very true. Someone just said, Aubrey just said, hey, it's Ian's uncle, LOL. It is Ian's uncle. Hi. Muppet Hair Don't Care asks, which podcast episode was your fave? You should know by, I can never pick favorites of anything, you know? I could maybe give you like a, like usually when people ask me what's your favorite, I just try to be like, well, what are the first ones that come to my mind when someone asks me that? And then later I'm like, oh no, I didn't say this one, or I didn't say this one. I've liked them all for different reasons, and I've been so grateful to all of my guests that have come on. Some moments that stand out are on the episode Fairy Tales with my partner Mary Neville. She reads a fairy tale that she wrote called The Well, and it's very, very beautiful. It's something that a lot of people reached out to me and were like, that made me cry. And I cried listening to it. I was like, this is really special. And I got to compose the music for it. I put the music that went under it, and it just worked out really nicely. That was a really special moment. I really liked the episode about substance use disorder with my friend Charla, whose daughter died of a fentanyl overdose very tragically. That was a very like personal and important episode where we got to talk about like the problem with having drugs be criminalized and illegal, and how you wind up with things like fentanyl on the streets when people are just buying drugs from dealers, and how if we actually were regulating this stuff and monitoring it, you know, acknowledging the reality that there are a lot of people who are going to do heroin, whether it's legal or not. And if we acknowledge that and we actually get like the tax revenue off of it instead of funding drug cartels, we got to have a good conversation in that episode. I really like the episode Brains. That's an early one. It was like probably like the 20th or 30th episode. I did an episode called Brains with a neuroscientist who I met at a bar one night doing karaoke pre-COVID. It was one of the last things I did before COVID happened. I met this guy out doing karaoke, and he was a neuroscientist, and I was like, come on my podcast and talk about neuroscience. And that's a good episode. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of good ones in there in the hundred, in the last hundo, in the last 2 years. Aubrey289 asks, have you done stand up? I have. When I was living in New York City, I did stand up a lot, and I would go to open mic nights with my friends who are actual comics, and I would get drunk, and then I would do these like bits. I would do I'm not a good joke writer. I still am not a good joke writer. Like the reason why I need to do skits and stuff, and the reason why I don't really laugh at my songs is like I feel like I'm not that clever. I feel like I'm a good songwriter and like I can make things rhyme, but I'm not clever enough to have like really funny lyrics. And I'm not a great joke writer, but I can do bits. I can do scenes. So I would do a bit when I would do stand up where I would do really good impressions of people you've never met. And I would be like, okay, so this is my friend Lincoln if he was like ordering a pizza. Who, where, figure, try about six times. Definitely don't want the pepperoni. That's too simple. Oh, freak, I hate mushrooms. And then I would be like, oh, you guys, if you knew Lincoln, that's exactly how he is. It's really funny if you know him. And people would laugh at that concept. And then I would go on and do like four of my friends in front of, I'd be like, this is my friend Tucker calling me on the phone to invite me to a party. Hey, what's up? Party night over at my house. If you want to come by. Everyone's coming. I hope you come over. And like I haven't done Tucker in a while, but that it's a little rusty and you don't know anyway because you don't know Tucker, but like that's similar to how he sounds. And you know, people would laugh at me doing these impressions of people that they don't know who I'm doing an impression of. And it's like not a joke. It doesn't have a punchline. It's just a stupid situation that I'm presenting. But I definitely couldn't build like a repertoire, toi. A repertoire of comedy out of these bits that I was doing. And some of them were more successful than others. You know, I would do like weird skits where I'd be like, this is like I don't know. I would like pantomime weird things and stuff, and you know, and then what I did a set once where I tried to write jokes and it was abysmal. I bombed really, really hard. Are your songs on YouTube or Spotify? Yep. Got a lot of music videos on YouTube that you can go watch. Austin Archer on YouTube. You can go subscribe to my channel and check out my videos. My songs are on there too. My songs are on Spotify. My songs are on Apple Music. My songs are on Amazon. My songs are on Google Play. Austin Archer, go check them out. Someone else just asked, do you have any of your songs available for download? Yes, in all of those places on iTunes. If you're going to download my song and own them, like if you want to own my songs or my music, AustinArcherMusic.bandcamp.com is the place that I would prefer you do it. That is the best place. That's the place where I'm going to make the most money. If you buy it from iTunes, I get like a penny of that money, and so that's not really worth it for me. But if you buy it from Bandcamp, I get like 87% of the sale. So Bandcamp is linked in my bios on most of my social media platforms. Thank you for asking that question. What makes you laugh? Someone that just asked me, who just asked that? Library Ben asks, what makes you laugh? Lots of things. Tim Robinson makes me laugh a lot. My partner said about Tim Robinson that she can't really get into it because it's just him yelling a lot. And she's not wrong at all about that. It is just him yelling a lot. And I love it. I love the way that he yells and his commitment to the absurdity of the situations that he puts himself in with these characters. Tim Robinson, like, is one of those comedians that I very much relate to Tim Robinson, because I feel like, again, like, he's not necessarily writing jokes. He's just coming up with really funny people in funny situations, behaving insanely in an insane hypothetical situation. The hypothetical situation is a man dressed as a hot dog driving a hot dog shaped car crashes into a store and then joins the crowd of people wondering who did this. So everyone's looking around in the crowd going, who did this? Who crashed this car into the store? And there's one guy who's dressed as a hot dog, and the car is shaped as a hot dog. And he's like, yeah, we got to figure out who did this. And instantly everyone's like, well, it's you. It's the guy dressed as a hot dog. And then he like gets so like offended by it. He's like, wow, you guys don't even know my name. You didn't even bother figuring out who I am, and you're just blaming it on me. So that makes me laugh. Tim Robinson makes me laugh. Someone just said, Drew Period just said, and you're literally wearing a hot dog shirt. I am. I'm wearing a shirt that says, don't be a weenie, get the vaccine-y, made by Sarah Epperson. You can follow Sarah Epperson on TikTok or on Instagram. She makes a lot of fun designs, and she even makes designs based on things that I wrote. She has a shirt and a design that says, nobody cool likes Tucker Carlson, based off of my song, Nobody Cool Likes Tucker Carlson. You should follow her, Sarah Epperson, and get her merch. Night Strike just asked, do you like to read? And if so, what sort of books do you prefer? This is just a quick thing about me that if you've been here for a while, you maybe have heard me say this take. I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast before, but like, I'm not a big reader. And over the last like year and a half, I've been coming to terms with the fact that that's okay. I think people who don't read, we have this weird stigma where it's like, oh, well, you're not smart if you don't read. You're dumb. Like you don't read because you can't read, because you're bad at reading and you're not smart enough to read. But like, we don't do that without, like, there are people who don't like to listen to albums start to finish. They just like to listen to individual songs. I think that that's kind of ridiculous, because the album is a complete work. Obviously, the songs are individual complete works that are structured to be singles and play on the radio and be in movies and TV shows. But the artist makes an album intentionally with a beginning, middle, and end. It is a complete work. It's like telling someone that you saw 20 minutes of or the first 5 minutes of their movie that they made, and you're like, yeah, I thought it was an okay movie. And you're like, well, you didn't see it. You didn't finish the movie. You got to finish the album if you actually want to have an opinion on what the album is like. You got to listen to the full thing. But some people don't like listening to albums start to finish. Some people don't like listening to podcasts. They find listening to podcasts like the worst. It's so boring to them. And that's fine. We don't judge people for not wanting to listen to podcasts. Some people think TikTok is just fucking terrible. And some of us are like, yeah, it is, but also it's fun. So I don't know. There's so many different ways that we can consume stories. We have so many different ways that stories are coming at us. And, you know, I think it's okay for people to have preferences on how they like to consume stories. My father, who I love very much and who loves me very much and who is very supportive, he's never been to a play of mine that he stayed awake for. He falls asleep in every play that he's ever. I was in a one-man show once where it was just me playing 16 characters on stage, and he fell asleep. And like it, but it's just the theater, it just turned, it's ambient to him. And it's not personal. It's not personal. It's just not his preferred mode of consuming a story, you know? And that's how reading a book to me is a chore. It is work. It is not a fun way for me to like sit down and spend an afternoon. It is like, it's like doing homework and it's hard. And I would prefer it to be shorter. I want the people who write novels to get to the point faster. I'm reading the book and I'm like four chapters in and I'm like, oh my God, we are just describing sort of the backstory of the story that's about to happen. Let's get to it, please, is my thought. So, and I'm just coming to terms with that that's okay. Nicole says, Nicole Meehan says, hey, from UK, love your videos and sharing with my US students. What time is it in the UK, I wonder? I'm glad you're saying hi. We're an international, I see everyone on the podcast, I hope you know, I have an international audience online, on the TikTok and everything like that. I think I'm a mostly American-based podcast, but I can always make it to the UK. Out there in the UK, if you get podcasts, if you got Apple Podcasts or Spotify or something like that, go listen to my podcast, People Pleaser with Austin Archer. This is the 100th episode. You're on it. Welcome to it. Yeah, see, Twisty Clips just said, I don't think I've ever listened to an album start to finish. And see, I think that's like absurd and insane. But also, like, I respect your right to listen to music in the way that you want to listen to music. You know? You're under no obligation to consume art the way that I think it should be consumed or the way that I prefer to consume it, you know? I know a lot of people who love reading books, who just love sitting down and spending an entire day reading a book cover to cover. I never want to do that. So, you know, yeah, someone just, Papa G519 said, if you want a book that is action start to finish, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. No thanks. I read it in school and no thanks. I'm good. No thanks. I don't need, you know, old timey racist book full of adventures. But you go ahead and read it. You go ahead and get it. Go ahead and read it. Again, someone said, it's same, I might listen to an audiobook. My brain shuts off. I try to listen to an audiobook, my brain shuts off. It's the form of prose. It's so just not direct that I'm like, I'm swimming in words and I'm just sort of like, what is happening right now? What is the action of this? Everything has to have a metaphor put to it. He strode gallantly onto the field like a twitching praying mantis inching toward his mate before the, like, what the fuck? Just say what's happening. He walked out and he punched the other person in the face. They ducked and he hit him and then they tackled him and they boned is what happened in my version of this fictional book. But it just takes way too long. I listen to it on audiobooks and I'm like, I just can't. I can't. What's your opinion on pitch correction? Someone just asked. It's fine. People comment in my videos a lot like, wow, like everyone in this generation just thinks if you auto-tune something, it makes it good. I'm like, I've never used auto-tune in any of my music. Also, using auto-tune is fine. It's a new tool that like didn't used to exist. It's fine. It's totally fine. It's okay. It's like color correcting a movie. Like you film the movie and then you go do color correction. And you, oh, I just got a new Cameo request. That's fun. Love it. I'm on Cameo, link in bio. But yeah, you do a movie, you smooth out the sound, you color correct it, you add visual effects. You do what you need to do to make it a nice polished product. If someone had a great take on a song and they were a little flat on one of the notes and they want this to be a big popular single, it's okay for them to bump that up a hair. That's fine. If that's the version that's going to like live as the version, you know, if you want the authentic sound of a person's live voice, go listen to a live album. There are plenty of live albums of people singing. Go listen to a live album, you know, with all the imperfections, or just listen to anything that I've ever put out. There's a lot of imperfection in the stuff that I put out because I don't, you know, someone said your mic isn't working. It's not for this. It's for the podcast. I'm recording a podcast. It is working. It's recording into my laptop. Yeah, that person who said that they couldn't get it to go through said they got it to go through. I saw it. I got it. Papa G just asked, what DAW do you use? For those of you who don't know, DAW stands for Digital Audio Workstation. I use Logic Pro for my podcast and for my music. Jagon4 just said, I've heard it said that if you don't like reading, you are reading the wrong things. Well, I guess I've only ever read the wrong things then, because I try a lot of different things. And I read stuff every day. I read stuff every day. I read articles. I love reading plays. It's just formats. It's just like it. Like, I don't like reading screenplays. I hate the format of a screenplay, and it's because it's not really meant to be for the reader. It's a blueprint for how the movie needs to be made. So it's telling you, like, what time of day it is, what the lighting needs to be like, all that stuff. And it's like reading schematics. Like, I don't want to read that. But reading a play is a lot more streamlined. And a play is like a streamlined version of a book. It's like, cut out all the filler and just get to what's happening. The people talking to each other. The action. That's what, and I love reading a play. I love sitting down and blasting through a play in an afternoon. But it's just the form. It's the form. I respect the form of long form prose and the skill set that's needed to do it well. I can read it and be like, this person's a very good writer. They're so good at structuring sentences to be as flowery as they want them or as succinct as they want them. And I can respect the form. But I, just for me, I'm just like, nah. You know? And I think that's okay. And I think that it's weird that people aren't okay. Like, it's the one form that people are like, no, you have to like reading books. You have to. And it's like, why? There are people who don't like movies. There are people who don't like TV shows. There are people who don't like stand-up comedy. There are people who don't like, it's okay. It's okay. It's fine. There are people who don't like sports. I fucking love sports. I love the drama in sports. I love the story, like the improvised drama that is, it's happening right there live and no one knows what's going to happen. They don't know what's going to happen. And they're trying so hard to beat each other. I love it. And certain people are like, it's just weird. It's just arbitrary rules and grown people playing with like a ball. It's stupid. That's fine. That's totally fine. You know, I love government. Just ask, what's the pod about? Everything. This is the 100th episode of my podcast. It's about everything. I talk about a different thing with a new guest every week. Sometimes it's just me. And sometimes I'm doing a 100th episode extravaganza episode. And that's this. And I'm talking to people on TikTok. Sometimes it's that. It's called People Pleaser with Austin Archer. You can find it at the link in my bio or wherever you get podcasts. Night Strike says, or asks, what do you do for leisure, or is making videos your relaxation? I actually do like what I do. I like making videos. I like making music. I like sitting down and like getting creative. Since it is my job now, it is sometimes where I'm like, I can't do that for a few days. For a few days, I need to not be making something. And I like going for a jog and just listening to a podcast or listening to an album that I haven't had a chance to listen to yet. I love listening to an album start to finish. Love going to the movies. I love going to the movies. I love it. Love going out to eat. I love the experience of going to a restaurant. A lot of my favorite things were really, really hit hard by COVID, you know, and it's been nice slowly getting them back and reclaiming those things. Yeah. Love watching sports for fun. That's just like a thing where I give a shit. I care a lot about the Utah Jazz and my college sports team, the University of Utah Utes, who just won the Pac-12 championship. They're the Pac-12 champs. They're playing Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. I love it. I get invested and it doesn't affect my life at all. I'm not on the team. You know, I'm just some dude who's been following them since I was a little kid. But like, I love getting involved. It's an escape for me. I'm very present when I'm at a game. or when I'm watching a game, I'm just like, I'm invested, and I'm not worrying about stuff. I'm not worrying about money. I'm not worrying, you know, I love it. Love it. Someone just, Crimson Tide just asked, or just said, you should try to say a certain word or phrase 100 times for the episode. I think I have said the word podcast at least 100 times in this episode. So good suggestion. I think I already did it. I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to wrap the recording portion of it up, but I'll stay on. We'll keep chatting. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the 100th episode spectacular. I hope that wasn't the worst episode that the show's ever had. I just wanted to sort of keep it breezy and have it be fun today because I want it to be a celebration. Thank you for being here for the last 2 years. If you just got here in the last couple months or a couple weeks, if this is your first episode, welcome and thank you. I really have appreciated you all being here. I hope we do 100 more. If there's 50 people listening every week, I'll do 100 more. But hopefully there's a few more people than that. Okay. Thank you so much. That's the show. People Pleaser is written, edited, hosted, and produced by me, Austin Archer, with original theme music. Also by me, it's mixed and mastered by Chris Bjorn over at Marmalade Music. I already talked about Chris at the beginning of the show, but I'm going to talk about him some more. He's the best. Go to themarmalademusic.com if you want Chris to mix and master your audio project. He's awesome. He's the best in the biz. He's the best there is. And tell him I sent you, and he'll give you 20% off that project. How's that? Okay. That's it. That's it. 100 episodes in the can. See you next week with another full, exciting episode. Love you so much. Bye bye. Trying to do and say the things that make everyone okay is a waste. Try to keep it all together like a tightrope walker walking on a wire. You'd rather only say it sideways. Seems like the opposite of how it should be. Seems like the people pleaser should be a pleasing thing to be.